This is my second lesson on the subject of what did Jesus say about the Old Testament scriptures. I've heard other people talk about the scriptures, those that we call the Old Testament scriptures, from Genesis to Malachi. And I've not always agreed on what people have said about these scriptures that were written aforetime. Some would say that they were just men writing their own thoughts. Others have said there's just so many contradictions and so many errors in the Old Testament scriptures. And because of that, you should not rely too heavily upon the Old Testament scriptures. The only part of the Bible that Jesus had when he was here on the earth preaching and teaching was the Old Testament scriptures. One of the most remarkable things about Jesus' teaching is the way that he constantly quoted from the Old Testament scriptures. And never once did he ever warn his disciples of the supposed errors and contradictions which present-day critics say they contain. Had such errors really existed? Don't you think Jesus, him being the faithful and true witness, would have sounded the alarm? Would he not told the people that some of the Old Testament scriptures was not inspired and was not trustworthy? No, sirree, Bob. Not one time did he say that. But instead, we find his unfailing testimony to be exactly the opposite. Whenever Jesus referred to the scriptures, he did so to inspire confidence in every word. A careful study of what Jesus taught reveals how the Old Testament scriptures was constantly upon his lips. Jesus knew their content from Genesis to Malachi, hence his many quotations. Jesus mentions 20 Old Testament characters and quoted from 19 different books. Take away from his teachings the reference to events, experiences, and exhortations related to the Old Testament, and there is little left. In his teachings and preaching, he referred to the creation of man. He referred to the institution of marriage, the history of Noah, Abraham, and Lot. He talked about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. He mentioned the appearing of God to Moses in the bush. He talked about the manner that the Israelites lived on in the wilderness. He even talked about the law concerning the lepers. And he said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. He'd mentioned David's flight to the high priest at Nob. He mentioned the glory of Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He talked about Elijah's journey to the widow that sustained him. He even mentioned the healing of Naaman. So we find these direct references, as well as other indirect ones, reveal Jesus' intimate knowledge of the Old Testament and explain why his words were rich in phraseology. In fact, he associated himself as the living Word. In Jesus, the Word became flesh. Paul said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. You can use the Old Testament for your doctrinal messages. You can use the Old Testament for reproof and correcting. You can use the Old Testament for instructions in righteousness, because whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and the comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Paul said that we through patience and the comfort of the Old Testament Scriptures might have hope. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.